Good morning and welcome to an Aloha Friday. Rainy in lots of parts of the state, but a good day nonetheless. Thanks so much for joining us for the conversation. I'm Beth Ann Koslovich, and to my right, Bill Sage, who's been with us his last couple of weeks.
Aloha, Beth Ann. And on this Aloha Friday, I need to ask a typical Hawaiian Maui style question. How's your Maczak?
Okay.
I mean, what else?
And that would be the Marine and Coastal Zone Advisory Council acronym, which has something to do with our first story this morning. Now, often, you know, what matters most is what's happening in the places that you see every day. On Maui, a group of citizens and organizations, including the Maui Tomorrow Foundation, have opposed a seawall project near Oluwalu on the Honopiliane Highway. They say that it would ruin the beach and the coral reef if the Department of Transportation project moves the shoreline up to 40 feet offshore. And the project was set to start on Monday, during which those opposed said that they would protest. We called Donna Brown, the Maui representative on the Marine and Coastal Zone Advisory Council, to get her assessment of the project and its opposition. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we should say at the outset that with all of this rain that we've been experiencing, this project hasn't begun yet, which seems to be some good news for those who are opposed to it.
Yes, it looks like it's at least put off for a few days, but the workers have been out there starting to cone things off and getting ready to start.
Now, whenever it starts or whatever happens with it, the opposition from the groups that we've been talking to and that certainly you've been talking to seem to hinge on the idea that this is almost unnecessary because there's room for the road to be moved. In fact, there's land for the road to be moved so that the shore area wouldn't have to be hardened. Why hasn't that gone forward? Do you have any idea?
I'm not really sure. It seems like the Department of Transportation is just very stubborn that once they have an idea, they don't want to try to make any changes. But the county has already purchased the land to move the road inland, and our mayor is all for it. In fact, this is his second term, and back in his first term, that was one of his platforms, is that he wanted to move the road inland and make that whole coastline into a park. It's one of our most popular places for snorkeling, fishing, camping, everything, and little by little, they're building one seawall after the other, which has destroyed the coastline.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but this isn't the first attempt at this. Haven't there been other sort of mini-fixes along the way?
Right. There's several seawalls that they've built over the last few years, and what they've been able to do is come in with an emergency proclamation because of something. One was because of the tsunami in Japan. They said that damaged the road, and they had to do an emergency seawall without getting any environmental assessments. And when in actuality, it was just a chronic erosion problem. It really didn't do anything different from the tsunami.
You have a particular specialization in reef and coral reef ecology. As you and other researchers have been trying to make the case that this is bad for the beach, bad for the reef, it seems that it's in some ways falling on deaf ears, except for perhaps the mayor. What happens for you now if this project goes forward?
I don't know. It would just be a tragedy. It's the reef offshore Oluwalu is one of our most developed reefs on Maui, and we have some of the oldest, largest corals there, some of the most diverse coral species. It's been called the mother reef to the other reefs, where it seeds other reefs on the island. It's really one of our most important reefs on the island.
What's there when you talk about some of these corals that are longstanding and very diverse?
Well, for instance, I teach a marine life identification class, and when we're on our coral section, that's where I take my students because we can find the most different species of corals there. And there's also some very large corals that people have estimated to be hundreds of years old, like up to 800 to 1,000 years old.
We just had the IUCN World Conservation Congress here a week or so ago, and with all the momentum behind that, are you at all feeling that somehow that's been lost on this small place that you're trying to save?
Yes, I feel that very much. I actually went to that conference, and there was a lot of things that were very promising there, and then to come home and see this happening, I just can't understand why they don't get it.
at this point, it seems almost that you're caught in frustration but without any outlet. Or is there something that we've missed?
I guess you could say that. It's very frustrating because we've tried to talk. As part of the Marine and Coastal Advocacy Council, we wrote a letter to the Department of Transportation about a year ago asking them to consider moving the road inland. And even if they don't, they say that it's going to cost too much to move the whole road, but even if they could just move the parts that are severely eroded, there is a Cane Hall Road there that they could move the lane over. It would probably cost less than doing the seawall. And they have not even replied to our letter. And we sent a second letter about a month ago asking them if they could even just give us a reply, and we still haven't heard back.
Sometimes when we've heard of situations like this, the fallback position has always been litigation. Are you prepared to go to that point?
I don't know if our group is, but there are several groups on Maui, including Maui Tomorrow, which have filed a lawsuit to try to get it stopped. And so far the judge hasn't ruled on whether they will hear it or not.
Aside from that part of approaching this to stop, who else could stop it?
That's a really good question.
Is there anyone who else could simply put the kibosh on it and say, no, it's not going to go forward until we get some better answers?
Maybe the governor or the head of DLNR. I'm not really sure if somebody high up in government could do it.
Has anyone appealed to either of them, to Suzanne Case or to the governor?
Well, we did write that letter to them, the same letter we wrote to the Department of Transportation.
Did you hear back from them either?
No, we didn't hear back from them either.
It seems like it's a very sad situation not even to get a reply and then to have to sit back and watch this project go forward. A difficult situation that you and the other organizations are in.
Yes, it really is. And I'm hoping that maybe the more people hear about it, I'm glad you're doing this on your show so that maybe more people hear about it. Maybe somebody can help us come up with a solution.
Well, we'll hope that for you too, especially after we've had so much, as you say, very good talk at the IUCN World Conservation Congress and looking at what's in our own backyard and what many, including you, say we should be protecting. Thank you so much for your time this morning. We'll be watching with interest at what happens after the rain ceases and whether this project goes forward.
Well, thank you. Thank you for bringing this to the public eye.
Donna Brown is a lecturer and the program coordinator for the University of Hawaii Marine Option Program at UH Maui College. She specializes in coral reef ecology, and she's also the Maui representative on the Marine and Coastal Zone Advisory Council.